A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Now the time came for Elizabeth to give birth, and she bore a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy to her, and they rejoiced with her. On the eighth day, they came to circumcise the child, and they were going to name him Zechariah after his father. But his mother said, "No, he is to be called John." They said to her, "None of your relatives has this name." Then they began motioning to his father to find out what name he wanted to give him. He asked for a writing tablet and wrote, "His name is John," and all of them were amazed. Immediately his mouth was opened and his tongue freed, and he began to speak, praising God. Fear came over all their neighbors, and all these things were talked about throughout the entire hill country of Judea. All who heard them pondered them and said, "What then will this child become?" For indeed, the hand of the Lord was with him. The Gospel of the Lord. All this week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and so on, we've been hearing about people's reactions to unexpected announcements. Joseph and Mary, who both accepted the news that the angel brought them. Zechariah, who features in today's gospel, he was skeptical. Elizabeth's child literally jumped for joy in her womb when Mary arrived on a visit. And Mary burst out into what must be the loveliest of all songs of praise, her Magnificat. Well, today, the skeptic whom we met on Tuesday of this week finally accepts the angel's message and is freed from the slavery of silence. It surely isn't that difficult for many of us to sympathize with Zechariah's slowness, his hesitancy. Angels visiting human beings are not what you could call an everyday occurrence. And even Mary asked for clarification from Gabriel. "How can this be?" she said. But where she quickly yielded and accepted her destiny, extraordinary as it was, Zechariah dug his heels in. And isn't it interesting, and isn't it typical of the evangelists, that his reluctance to say, "Let it be according to your word," led to his losing just that, the word, the power of speech. It's a typical metaphor, if you like, in the Gospels. And I found myself, forgive me for this, thinking of Thumper, the rabbit in Bambi, saying, "If you can't say anything nice, don't say nothing at all." Nice isn't really the ideal word. The best thing Zechariah could have said, the nicest thing, I know it's inadequate to say nice here, but you know exactly what I mean. The nicest thing he could have said was, "Yes, let it be as you say." And because he couldn't immediately say that, he ended up saying nothing at all. But the very minute that he yielded to God's will, his mouth was opened and his tongue freed, says Luke. And the first thing he did with his recovered power of speech was to praise God, whose hand, the gospel says, was with him. Well, there it is. It's the lesson all of us need to learn day by day. We may not have the immense privilege of a visit from the angel Gabriel, but in a myriad ways, God tells us what he wants of us. And if we accept his will, if we've got that that disposition to say, let it be with me according to your word, as Mary said, if we have that, we'll no longer be tongue-tied. We'll be ready and able to praise God. Because the word with a capital W, can only be made incarnate through our readiness to cooperate. Jesus is born in us and through us. Over and over, he's born every time we open our hearts to him, every time we say yes to whatever he asks of us. So Christmas is not just December the 25th. Christmas is all year, every year, if only we respond to him. Because then we can come joyful and triumphant, as the carol says. We can come to Bethlehem, where the Christ child is wonderfully, eternally born.